The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Beginning to get some response from our listeners. And some folks have said, well, Bob, you said the Bible doesn't talk about the lion and the lamb. It doesn't. And so some folks have been sending me Isaiah 11:6. Can I read it for you? The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. It does not say the lion shall lie down with the lamb. Doesn't say that. Lamb and lion are in the same verse, but let me read it again to you. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. It's not lion and lamb, it's the wolf and the lamb. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together. The calf, the lion, and the fatling shall lie down together, and a little child shall lead them. Well, Bob, you're getting too technical. No, I'm being biblical. But the phrase lion and lamb have been used thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and I have no idea where or how or when it got started. I have no clue. But close. But again, we want to be biblical. Now, let me just say one more thing about Jesus being the lion and why it's important that we understand this. The victories of Jesus were dependent upon his complete, total, absolute surrender to the Father. And that's why not once in all of the battles, all the references in the book of Revelation, not once do we find Jesus fighting, conquering as the lion. 17 times Jesus is referred to as the lamb. And the ultimate, as I said, if you want to check it out, Revelation chapter 17, greatest physical military battle ever fought on this planet is Revelation chapter 17. And Jesus conquers them all as the Lamb. This Easter, we celebrate the resurrected Christ. And I've often found one of the greatest ironies are the number of mainline Protestant churches who celebrate Easter and do not believe in a literal resurrection. There will be hundreds of Christian churches across America celebrating Easter who deny the actual physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why in the world would you celebrate Easter if you don't believe in the resurrection? Well, it's tradition, and you get a big crowd on Easter and so forth. But Easter, and I said this before, for the Christian, Easter is the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Stanley Cup, the America's Cup, the U.S. Open, the Masters, it's all rolled together. That's why I love Easter. People ask me all the time, do you miss being a pastor? And I usually very quickly say, no, not really, because I'm preaching a lot. Praise God for that. Now, if I wasn't able to preach, but here's what I do miss. Preaching on Easter. Oh, my goodness. But churches do not want a guest speaker in on Easter. And I understand when I was a pastor, I didn't want a guest speaker in either. I wanted to preach. And I think my congregation expected me, the pastor, to preach the Easter sermon as well. But this is our day, folks. Easter is our day. Easter is possibly the ultimate proof of the validity of Christianity. And I want you to think about this. The disciples who became the apostles, they were there. They were eyewitnesses of the resurrected Christ. They were at the cross. They saw the crucifixion. They saw him die. They saw him buried. And then they saw him alive. And all of them but one died a martyr's death. And most of them an excruciatingly, horribly painful martyr's death. John died in exile on an island called Patmos, and it was there that he wrote the book of Revelation. All of the others died painful martyrs' deaths. They were tortured horribly. Now think about this. Since they were there, if the resurrection was a hoax, if somebody paid those soldiers to abandon the tomb and hide the body of Jesus somewhere, or if the disciples had paid those Roman soldiers and they stole the body of Jesus and hid it somewhere and buried him somewhere, do you honestly think in your wildest, craziest imagination that they would go to their horrible, painful death saying he is risen? Do you really believe in order to save face that they would be willing to die a martyr's death? That's unthinkable. The witness of the disciples, I think, is absolute proof. And not only that, the Roman authorities wanted to make sure that this new religion, Christianity, the followers of Jesus, they wanted to make absolutely certain that this religion was wiped out, like all of the other religions of the day. Do you really think that the Romans would have allowed such an hoax to be perpetrated? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the physical witnesses, the historicity, is probably the most compelling proof that Christianity is true and that the Bible is true. And we have the privilege of celebrating the resurrection this coming Sunday. Don't miss it. If you're not comfortable in meeting inside yet, I understand that, then make sure that you participate online. But do not miss the wonderful celebration of the resurrection of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Mark in Columbus. Hey, Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
I just wanted to say that Isaiah 11:6, and it says, "And the wolf will lie down, will dwell with the lamb."
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the wolf is pretty cool, so.
I know, but have you ever seen a statue of a wolf and a lamb?
I don't know, maybe.
It's not nearly as dramatic as a lion and a lamb.
Oh, you're right.
But isn't that crazy, Mark? We see the statues, we see the pictures, and it's the wolf and the lamb. It's not the lion and the lamb.
I guess they just take a lot of poetic license or something, you know.
I know. And a lot of people do. It's like cleanliness is next to godliness. A lot of people believe that's a verse in the Bible, and that's not either. And God helps those who help themselves.
Themselves, that's right.
That's not in the Bible either.
But here's where I get worried, Bob, because it said the leopard will lie down with the kid, and I just want to know whose kid, because I don't know.
I don't know. My kids are too old. It wouldn't be any of my kids. So,
But I want to reassure you now that we're both going to be there, in the millennial kingdom, because it says further, and the calf and the lion, and here it is, Bob, and the fatling together. So we're going to be there.
Speak for yourself, man. The fatling. Oh my goodness. All right, Mark. Thanks. Hey, by the way, I really appreciate your sick, twisted humor.
I thought you were going to say slick.
No, sick.
Sick. Did you say slick?
No, I didn't say slick. I said sick, twisted humor.
I'm sorry. My phone's not working right.
Then you better hang up.
I'll see you, Bob.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, I love our audience. Oh, my goodness. You got to hear this story. I have to get this in today. This woke culture thing and this, I started saying this white supremacy thing. Hey, listen, white supremacy is not anything to be made fun of or to be made light of. White supremacy is terrible. It's evil. It's terrible. So is black supremacy. So is Asian supremacy. That's racist. You say, whoa, Bob, there aren't any black supremacists. Oh, yes, there are. You should read some of my email. But, this is getting out of hand. Can I illustrate? I mean, this is insane. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic. You're all familiar with Oxford University, right? In England, Oxford University, the University of Oxford. They are seriously considering removing sheet music from its curriculum. Sheet music. Now, most of you know what sheet music is, but if you don't, that is music written on a sheet of paper. Okay? Musical notes on a sheet of paper. That's sheet music. It has been used for centuries and centuries. In fact, it has been used as long as people have been annotating musical notes on paper, papyrus or whatever. The University of Oxford is seriously considering a proposal to remove sheet music from its curriculum. Why? I'm quoting. Musical notation has roots in colonialism and complicity in white supremacy. What? How idiotic can you get? The music department at the prestigious and ancient university has seen calls to remove music notation from the curriculum as professors seek to focus less on white European heritage and culture. The educators went on to claim that musical notation itself, and this is a quote, a colonialist representational system complicity to white supremacy. The Oxford academics went on to pronounce that teaching the piano, I want you to hear this, that teaching the piano or conducting orchestras could cause students of color great distress. What, black people don't play the piano? Are you kidding me? Teaching the piano or conducting orchestras could, I'm quoting, cause students of color great distress as the skills involved are closely tied to white European music. Professors at the university said that classical music, which is taught at Oxford, which includes Beethoven, Mozart, and Schubert, among others, is too focused on white European music from the slave period. Because the music was produced during the slave period, it is assumed to be white supremacist and racist. And so they are thinking about doing away with sheet music. Folks, this is absolutely crazy. This is nuts. And this is the University of Oxford. The proposals come amid a wider push throughout British academia to decolonize the curriculum in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. I have said, I will continue to say, Black Lives Matter as a movement is wicked and evil and dangerous and divisive. Not the sentiment, but the movement. This is evil, folks. This is ridiculous. All right, we'll be back.